This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor at World Sweeper. I have on the phone with me David Ross, who is president of Millennium Maintenance and Power Sweeping. They're located a bit north of Boston and are right now in the path of Hurricane Sandy. David runs a company that has a team that is unparalleled in doing a wide variety of maintenance issues, and I asked David if he had a couple minutes to spare, if he'd tell us what it's like to be out there with Hurricane Sandy and some of the opportunities that they have for helping customers in this very difficult time for especially retail and business community. So, David, thanks for taking a couple minutes out of your, I know, hectic schedule. Tell me and the listeners, if you would, what it's like to be in Hurricane Sandy and what you've been able to do for your customers.
Okay, Ranger, hi. Thanks for having us on the phone. We're taking a deep breath here now, and first of all, I'd like to say, you know, our thoughts and prayers with everybody that's in front of this tough storm that we've had, especially the people out in New Jersey and New York who have certainly been impacted a lot worse than the people down here in Boston. We ended up with about 3 inches of rain and winds with gusts up to about 80 miles an hour in some certain parts of the state down in Rhode Island and Connecticut.
What does that translate into in terms of, you know, customer damage? Has there been any power outages or trees down and that sort of thing?
Yeah, there certainly has been. And first of all, I'd like to say what our game plan usually is in storms like this is we start out with our weather email alerts to all our customers to let them know that the storm is on our way and some prep work may be needed in some of the centers. And some of the prep work we do, Ranger, is as simple as taking in all the barrels, taking down some banners or anything that could be blowing around the parking lot and potentially go through the store windows. And we end up on the roof and we clear out all the roof drains and scuppers and make sure all the HVAC units are closed and fastened and tight and they're not going to blow away. And then we get back down onto the ground and we clean out all the catch basins piled with leaves and prevent the parking lot from draining. And we did quite a bit of that work.
Well, you know, that kind of preventive maintenance is just enormous when it comes to a storm like this, or really on an everyday basis, too. Previously, I have lauded your Millennium organization for their proactive stance in really notifying your customers and keeping them up to date on not only issues like this and storms and so forth coming in, but also reminding them on holidays that are coming up that you have a 24/7 365 team available to handle whatever they might need. I am on that list by request and so saw what you sent out today, which is very professional, has your logo, and it actually sent out a few days ago as well. I can see where you are just an enormous asset to your customer base there in the Boston area.
Thank you for your kind words, Ranger. And yeah, they do. They count on us, and we try to keep them as best advised we possibly can. And the preparation for the storm is only the first thing. Once the storm actually hits, we send out an email and let everyone know that we're available, and our phone has not stopped ringing with different types of work between pumping out parking lots, pumping out storefronts, traffic signs, and things like that down the parking lot, tree work, roof repairs, power down in some of the stores, right down to delivering dry ice to some of the supermarkets.
My goodness, that is takes full service to an entirely other level. So when you see something like this coming in, to have a customer rely on the proactivity and recognizing they're working with a full-service maintenance company, not just a sweeping company, and they know they can count on getting the messages from you and then getting your assessment of what needs to be done to prepare for the storm as well as then be involved in storm cleanup, that must be an enormous relief for remote property managers who don't have the ability to go to their centers in person.
That is correct. But we also, after the storm, that's another email alert, and we also use a lot of text messaging. We have a full list of telephone numbers and email addresses that we send alerts to our customers. But we also, after this particular storm, we had sent out alerts letting people know that we have project managers available 24 hours to go out and do site inspections and storm damage reports with digital photos. And they really do appreciate that because a lot of the guys and gals, they're out of state and they're not seeing their property. So we're their eyes, and with the digital photos, they appreciate that. And 99% of the time, we end up doing the work.
Well, I could see where that could even have repercussions for insurance rates. When an insurance company knows that a company is proactive, and that a mall or center, let's say a business, is proactive in getting prepared for situations like this and has a go-to company like Millennium that they can rely on, that, you know, that has implications far beyond just saving damage. There's not only peace of mind out there, but I would think that on some level insurance agencies realize that, you know, when they don't see the claims, they're not going to see the claims coming in from those companies that they might otherwise.
That is correct. We've been very busy down here in the Boston area. We're servicing, you know, metropolitan Boston, Rhode Island, and Connecticut. It seems like Connecticut has gotten it a little bit worse than the Boston area, but we've been going around the clock now for almost 40 hours, and the guys are out there. They're very busy, and we're anticipating some really big cleanups too in the next couple of days.
Well, it'll be probably a long time till you're able to actually sweep with sweepers, but you'll know when that part should occur as well. Is there anything else you want to add to this before we wrap it up and let you get back to managing that enormous job that you're involved in?
Well, as always, I appreciate your time, and I just want to say that, you know, this type of services are available to any people that want to develop their business a little bit more and get some of their revenue, get some of their revenues up. It's not for everybody, but if you're prepared and you have the right equipment and the personnel, you can do this as well.
Well, I think that's good advice. As you well know, I have long been an advocate of sweeping company, you know, being the go-to organization for business community when they need other things done besides sweeping. So,
That only makes sense is because, you know, we're in their parking lots every night, almost seven nights a week, and we are their eyes, and with the digital cameras, we're able to get that information over to them really quick and help them make some good decisions of things that need to be done.
Makes perfect sense that would be the case, that's for sure. We've been speaking with David Ross, president of Millennium Maintenance and Power Sweeping, and head of the Millennium Power Rangers that are out there on the job right now cleaning up with the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. You can find more information out about the Millennium organization at powersweeping.com. Thanks again, David, for taking the time to alert other sweeping contractors of what's going on during this very difficult storm.
Thank you, Ranger.